Blog Talk Radio. my boy. That my buddy wrote that song, Raymond Calhoun, the drummer. The drummer for the Gap Band. Now he's the drummer for the Daz Band. Raymond Calhoun. Man, oh man, what a great song, my brother. What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Fives Jr., and I want to welcome you to Throwback Thursday. Hello, hello, hello. And hello, I hope you guys are doing good. It is still on fire here in Texas, I must tell you. And it is just so hard. I'm looking at 100 degrees right now. And it's going up. It's creeping. We got about 4 more hours of creeping heat coming right at us. And so, you know, I mean, I know it's hot in a lot of other places as well, but I'm here and I'm complaining about where I'm at right here and now. Now, I gotta say, one of my friends said, well, you know, I'm from Philadelphia, and he says, and I'd rather be in the heat than in the cold. And I agree. No, I think he said New York. And I was like, cool, I don't like the cold either. But anything for too long is not good. Too much of anything is not good for you, right? Too much of anything is not good for you. So too much heat is not good. And I'm telling you. So all my friends in the southern regions in the United States, please, and over there in Italy, please make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Stay hydrated. You know, whether it's Gatorade or whatever you do to stay hydrated, you got to do it because this heat is no joke. I've seen in other places in the world that, you know, it's uninhabitable, the temperature for human beings. So, guys, you know, somebody need to recognize that we got global warming going on here, and this is a real deal. And we need to do something about it. All of our countries need to come together and fix this problem, because if we don't, it will end us. We will destroy ourselves. And so to be naive is just, it's not an acceptable excuse anymore. You just can't be naive. If you're going to be one of the lawmakers in our land, you need not to be naive. We can replace you with someone else who can get the job done, because we need to get the job done. People are dying from this heat. And then I hear officials and people talking about not giving people water because they're trying to come into our country. Give me a break. They're human beings. You're going to deny them water when you have abundance of it? That's selfish, and that's totally ungodlike. So come on, love each other and stop being destructive, mentally destructive, and thinking you're doing something. You're thinking you're some big, strong person. You're standing up for the other people that agree with you. The heck with that. That's a minority. The majority is what matters. Didn't you learn that in school? Come on. Anyway, guys, I don't want to be frustrated, but when it comes down to the human race, I love my brothers and sisters, and I think it's very selfish of us to do anything other than be there for each other. We got to do that. We got to be there for each other. We need each other, you know? And so, but anyway, Retro Throwback Thursday here on Solar Records Radio. I want to have a good time, play some good old school music for you, and throw it back. Go back, go down memory lane with me. So you hear Bobby Taylor in the background there. So I'm gonna start off with one of Bobby, famous Bobby Taylor song. Okay, so come on, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Much love to all you guys and all the people that we've been praying for. We still praying for you. Know that we're still praying for you. That you're still on our prayer list, and we love you, and we care about you, and we're so grateful for you. And so, whatever you're going through, we just pray that God blesses you. He knows exactly where you are. Do not give up on your faith. All right? Continue to reach out to him. All right? Okay, guys. Let's get going on Solar Records Radio, because Belinda.
Who? Yeah.
Y'all remember that night? Oh, what a night it was, right? My goodness gracious. Well, guys, we are just having a good time. We're going down memory lane here on Solar Records Radio. So we're going to keep it going. I just talked to my girl JoJo from the Mary Jane Girls, and she's all good. Hallelujah. Her Facebook page is all messed up, but she's fine. So much love, JoJo, from Solar Records Radio.
You can just stop
no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. The love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
Well, you hear this drum roll because we just broke another record, heat record, here where I am in Texas. Oh, my goodness. We keep breaking records. That's not a good thing. You keep breaking records over and over and over, and what do we do? What are we supposed to do? Just stay in the house. Jump in the pool. Get the water going. We got to do something, right? So anyway, guys, man, oh, man, I tell you, this is something else. It is just too hot. It's too hot. And Greg told me it's too cold over there. It's cold. Anyway. All right, guys. So here we go. We're going to keep this music going. I'm telling you, the air conditioning feels like it's not on. I've been being a little cheap, you know, a little cheesy. I don't want to turn it up too high or too low because it'll just go. And so I'm trying to be, you know, respectful to the machine itself. just keep it so that it's cooler than the outside. But man, it is hot now, so I'm gonna have to go turn it up a little bit, turn it down a little bit more. That's confusing. I'm gonna go turn it down a little bit more. I hope you guys are enjoying this music. I am having a great going down memory lane and just reminiscing and just thinking about all the great and the good things, how we've been blessed. And you know, and the one thing about memories is that it kind of tells you and it shows you where you come from. You know, and so, you know, where you've been and where you are today. And I hope that, you know, for most of us that we are in a better place than we were, you know, years and years ago, even though we miss our friends that we grew up with and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we grew up, we have families and we have grandkids or whatever. And life is just moving on. And so, and I hope that you guys and pray that your health is good and so that you can enjoy this part of your life. And for the youngsters who love old school, hey, just keep on doing the right thing. Take care of yourself. Make sure you invest and just pray, stay close to God, and make sure that you treat people good. Because when you're on your way up, it's really important to be kind to people, because those same people, you will pass when you're going down and you're going to need some help. All right, so just remember, when you're going up, be kind to people. It is a blessing to be, you know, and lift people up as you can and help. And then, because when the tables turn, it's you know, you want to remember, you want to at least be able to think, well, I know that I was really kind to people, and I just pray that they will be kind to me. The golden rule is treat people the way that you want to be treated, right? Treat people the way you want to be treated. And I got a tongue twister there, because this next song I'm going to play you is called What You See Is What You Get. We'll be right back.
you understand that? I can understand that. My girl and me, that's what you are. Oh, I can understand it. Jack and Jill going up the hill, smoking books and fairy tales. I can understand it. Long baby, whatever has short. Come on, baby.
can understand it. Oh, 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 can you understand it?
Say, that is one badass band. Excuse my expression, but Lord have mercy, those guys. I mean, the drummer driving me crazy. I'm just so blown away by these guys. And, you know, I've been watching them for many years, listening to them, and it's just, I wish that they, you know, how do you, the band is so bad and so, I mean, with Matt bad being in a good band, they're so amazing that how do you perform without them? I mean, singing along is great, but man, this band was the thing. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy. Amazing, and I just love listening to them and watching them, and when I went to see, I heard that they were performing, and I went to see them perform, and it was not the band at all, completely another band. I mean, just the house band that was there at the location, and totally killed it for me. Because me being a musician, I'm looking for that musicianship. I'm chasing that musicianship. And, you know, the people that were playing, they weren't playing nothing like these guys. Nothing. And so it's not to put them down. It's just to lift my brothers up that were just amazing. That's them in the background. I mean, they were just amazing. And, you know, but groups do come to situations where they just can't get along with each other. And that's the sad reality, because it breaks up the band. You know, just like husband and wife can't get along, it breaks up the marriage. You know, and so the relationship part is not as important as the individual part. That's crazy, you know, because, you know, to me that's kind of selfish, that we would put the individual, our individual needs in front of the relationship, you know, the relationship of a band, the relationship of a marriage. You know, all of a sudden, at one point it was the most important thing, and then at another point it is not important anymore. It's all about me. And that sucks, because, you know, people like you and I, the listeners of this music, of their music, we suffer, because now you got five or six different bands saying that they're the band, the same, you know, name but different group. It's just, it's hard on us. It's hard because you don't know who to support. You just want to hear your band. But your band is non-existing anymore, because the personal thing, my individuality, was more important than the relationship. God. So anyway, That's me today, just whining, because I really enjoy that band. They were amazing. And as a matter of fact, can I do this? Because I was going to play something else. But can I just want to play you. The band was amazing, but this here song is awesome. I mean, the lyrical content in this song is so powerful. Listen to the story. And if you can't, like, hear it, Google it, yeah, and Google the lyrics and read the words if you can't keep up with it. Because sometimes, you know, different people's accents are hard to hear for some people. But listen to the words of the song. It's just absolutely amazing. This group, man. Oh, I would love to see them all together again. That would be amazing. But that's not going to happen because we're losing people as time goes on. So, but anyway, here you go. We'll be back.
Times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder felt the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one cared. Possession, I would sit there from the garden, you be mine. Yeah.
Sit down, baby. And let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that. You see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. It's you, baby. It's you.
Like I told you, that song is absolutely amazing. That group was so amazing. And the lyrics on that song right there was just sick. In a good way. In a good way, right? Like, bad is really good. Sick is really good.
You really like that song. You really like New Birth. We had New Birth on the show.
Well, did we have them on? I remember we had, you know, I was looking for the drummer. I think the drummer passed away. And they were just so amazing as a recording group. And then I went to see them live a few years back, and they didn't have the same band. They didn't have the same band. And it was just so, for me, you know, as a musician, I'm looking for that musicianship, and it wasn't there. My heart was broken. But that's just that song. I said I wanted to play that song for you guys because it's so powerful. It's so beautiful. It's so right there looking out for women, you know, and the things that they go through, and sometimes they don't share it with us. They just go through the motions, and they raise their children. They take care of their families, but they carry a weight, and they carry a responsibility that it wasn't something that they even created themselves. They're carrying it because they're just in that spot, and they just do what they have to do to take care of their family and make sure it's all good. And, you know, so that's why I think, when you look at the most celebrated holidays, I mean, the holidays that are celebrated the most, Mother's Day is right there next to Christmas. Because moms are amazing. And, you know, and we all know that. We all know that, even us fathers, right? We want to get in there too, but we're number 19. Yeah. Our holiday... Father's Day is celebrated as number 19. Mother's Day is number 2. So it's a big difference, and you we see it too. We've been seeing it for a long time. We get a little necktie, a little bit of cologne. Mom getting the big old flowers, getting taken out to dinner, you know, and they just coming from everywhere and giant cards and oh, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I love my mama too that way, and so I get it. I get it. And but anyway, that song to me just really. It did it for me, and it was just beautiful, and it was a wonderful a way of expressing the kind of love that mothers have for us. So anyway, with that being said, we got about another 45 minutes left in the show. We have my big little brother Don Fleming on the line. Don, are you in the system? Are you grooving with us? Are you playing some tracks today? Or are you just hanging out?
I'm here with you.
All right. So, man, oh, man, we are, Don, we just broke another record. The temperature went up one more degree, and we broke another record here in Texas. It's just hot, dude. It's unbelievable.
And here I am contemplating on going out there and cut the grass. So I have one. Yeah, I know. So I don't know what to do.
No, you go. I understand that your schedule is like that. Like, so this is your free time in the daytime because you're busy in the evening and the mornings. So it's kind of hard for you to get out there, but maybe on the weekend?
Yeah, maybe. I try to rest and recuperate on the weekend, and, you know, I do stuff around the house or whatever, but as far as outside work, yeah, I really need to get back into the swing of things on that end. Just crazy to me that the weather has just been as crazy as it's been, especially for the past week.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know, the temperature is out there. I think you are not that far from me, and so your temperature has got to be up there, too. Are y'all in the hundreds?
I think so. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
But like I said, I know it's hot. Here I am talking about, I know it's cold. No, it's hot. It is hot. Good grief. You got to do the horse thing, man. You're out there with the horses and the ducks and the cows and the chickens and the, you know, the lobsters. No, you ain't got lobsters on the farm.
But the, you know, the frogs and the turtles. The raccoons, the possums, they're all, and the snakes. Don't forget the snakes. They're out there too, man. And so this is the thing. It is so hot that it's too hot for desert animals. They are having problems as well. You know, the water situation is bad for them.
Man,
you will not
believe some of the videos that I've seen. I've seen like videos of like snakes getting a drink of water from someone, some guy, like a snake is like reaching up trying to get some water from a guy, and a guy gives the snake bottled water, and I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm seeing these videos, I'm tripping, right? And
yes,
I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, like the snake, there's another one where like a raccoon comes up to a guy and looks like he asking him for water. And I'm like, man. And they just giving them water. Oh, a squirrel. Squirrels asking for water. And, you know, I'm like, well, squirrels is cute. But the seeing a snake, that's like, wow. But it's, that's how hot it is.
Desperate measures.
Yeah, that's how hot it's been.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And Greg talking about they went down to 40-something degrees last night. I'm like, what? We haven't seen 40 in a long time. And so, I have friends, one of my friends out here in Houston says, hey, it's always like this. It's always hot in Texas. I'm from New York, and I'd rather have the heat than the cold, and I agree. I'd rather have the heat than the cold, but this is kind of dangerous heat. So that's the difference. I want, heat is good, but not when it's dangerous, you know. And plus, I'm an animal lover, so I'm worried about the animals, not just mine, but all of them. I mean, they have to figure out a way to survive, and I know that they're survivors and they'll be okay. It's just watching them go through the motion, and so I got to get out there. As a matter of fact, what Dine do is block.
You got to block. Speaking of which, man, you know, segueing into the music and, you know, from the heat and everything, I know a lot of people, you know, are dealing with the heat, and the last thing want us to make jokes about it. But I wanted to go ahead and segue because, you know, the music block that I want to play is, you know, for some reason, have you ever woke up, you ever got up in the morning and there was a song in your head you couldn't get out?
Yeah.
There's an artist that I thought about. I've been thinking about this guy for a long time. No, I've been thinking, you know, the reality of it is it's like, dang, why is this dude in my head? But and when you really think about it and go back to the music, it's like, oh, this man made some great music. The guy that I'm talking about, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to go into your stash on a couple of them. But one of the guys I was talking about, you know, we talk about, you know, artists that great working together and things like that. But no one really just talks about, like, Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. You know what I'm saying? And they, you know, 1979 was, like, their year. You know,
Definitely for me, because that was that my theme song. Actually, on every Tuesday, I start my show off with his song, Kenny Loggins'
really?
Song. This is it. Make no mistake where you are.
I've been thinking about 1979. I mean, to me, it was like that year, you know, when you had R&B, but you had a lot of that soft rock that was playing into, you know, black radio, you know, the Doobie Brothers, Kenny Loggins, Ambrosia, even Air Supply got some airtime on black radio. But anyway, man, I wanted to go ahead and do my block. I want to do a soft rock, or what I used to call my grandmama called white R&B. So you were talking about the song that you played on your This Is It show. Well, I'm going to go ahead and then start that off. I'm in your block right now. Well, I'm in your stash. Of course, this is music from Kenny Loggins, of course, written by Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. It's called This Is It. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Eye Records Radio.
Left to provide.
giving you a little easy listening. Of course, that was music from the late great Paul Davis, 1981 classic, one of my all-time favorites. You know, in the soft rock category, that was A Cool Night from 1981. Of course, before that, 1979 classic, Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers, and started it off from 1979. That same year, I played a little Kenny Loggins, This Is It. Yeah, that song, for some reason, Kenny Loggins has, you know, all of his music, you know, the Footloose, Danger Zone, I'm Free. I mean, for all of you, you know, for at least your generation, what is it, Generation Z, or at least the millennials, there's a young brother by the name of Thundercat, a young artist. He's a great bass player. He's very retro, young brother. He's got like, I don't know. He's kind of weird to me, but I love his music. But he has a song. He has a song with Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. If I can look for the song, I'm trying to get a hold of the song. But I mean, just a great artistry when you think about Kenny and Michael McDonald. Man, I was just a big fan of their music growing up, and to have someone like Thundercat, you know, kind of having that appreciation and using them. Matter of fact, see if I can find the actual song with Thundercat. Have to excuse me, guys. I'm just trying to show you the way. That's the now. It was about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, but it's a great song nonetheless. But, yeah, check it out, Show You the Way by Thundercat featuring Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. It's a great music video, very nostalgic, kind of funny. So get a chance to check it out. Wardell, you can do the same too, brother. See if we can see if I can get Wardell. Wardell, can you hear me, brother? See if we can get you on. Where you at, man? Anyway, we've got about another 24 minutes left of the show. Looks like Wardell's doing something, so we'll go ahead and go to some music. Let's see. I got a classic I want to play for you. Music from, of course, this is the late, great Al Wilson from 1973. Of course, you guys hear it in the background. It's called Show and Tell. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide. Girl.
They keep trying to tell me, yeah. All you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff.
I'm decisions all around me. I made up my mind that I won't let it blind me. When I got I'm not afraid to
closing out, Lil Faith Evans. If you guys remember from 1995, her debut album, of course, entitled Faith. That was You Don't Understand, one of those underground hits from her. Of course, this was a four-song block. Before that, I had to hook up. What did I play before that? I played The Barge, I Got You, Babe, from 1988. This was after Bonnie and Elle left and Bobby, whatever contractual issues that he had before, he ended up becoming a part of The Barge. Unfortunately, Bonnie and Elle wasn't part. I think it was still James and Randy, and I think Tommy was a part of the group at the time. But that was I Got You, Babe, from 1988. The group The Barge. Before that, from Steel Bill, 1972, of course, the late great Bill Withers, Use Me, and of course, started off the block, Al Wilson, Show and Tell, from 1973. So, wonderful block, if I do say so myself. There's about 6 minutes left. It's almost time for us to get up out of here. Wardell, you are back. Of course, you are out taking care of the horses, man, so this is very noble and understandable.
Wow, we just went up another degree. That's all right. The heat is getting hotter and hotter. I'm so sorry, guys, but I just came inside. I had to go outside while Don did his block and check on my horses, and they were, one of them was really hot, and so I had to love on the horses, you know, get them in the shade, give them some hay, give them a couple of treats, sprinkle some water on them, and that's what took me so long to get back, Mr.
Let me ask a dumb question. How do you know horses are hot?
Well, no, it's just hot to me. So I don't know if to him, you know, he feels hot, but I know he felt hot to me. You know, and I was holding him. I put my hand on his back. I was like, whoa. You know, but these guys, like one of my horses was laying down on the ground in the sun. And so I thought, whoa, are you okay? And so then he got up and he came. And so I just stayed. So I kind of babied him. So the other two were fine. And, but yeah, I just wanted the one that was laying down in the heat. It's like it's 103 degrees outside. And that's not the feels like temperature. And they stay in this. They just stay out there and graze. I don't get it. But that's what they are.
Yeah.
They're grazing animals. They got to do what they got to do. So I got hay for them and put it in their stalls. That way they could be out of the sun and, you know, still be able to graze. So, and I may put a lot of bedding in their stalls as well just recently so that they could just lay down in there and just be. Bedding is just a lot of hay. So I put a lot of hay. It's real fluffy. They go in there, you know. So, but anyway, thanks for asking. And good God, thanks, guys, so much for hanging out with us today. Eugene Wilder in the background, Don.
Nice.
Yeah, that's your boy, right? So, and I want to give a shout out to everybody. Just have a beautiful and blessed rest of your day. You know, no matter where you are, we just pray that you enjoyed the show and stuff. And Throwback Thursday night comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I hope you guys got a chance to go in and hear the interview that Don did with the young lady. I posted it yesterday. Very nice interview. And whose daughter is it again?
Rachel. Robin, the lovely woman.
Yeah. That's good. That was good. And so that's pretty much it for us. We up and out of here, and we'll see you either tonight or tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records here every Friday on Solar Records Radio. Any closing thoughts, Don?
No, well, then thank you guys for tuning in. Tune in tonight. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday night. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with yours truly and Wardell Pye.
All right, guys. Well, y'all take it easy, and we'll catch you later here on Solar Records Radio. Good night, and God bless you. All right. See you later, Don.
Have a good one.
Oh, come on. Come on. Damn it. Oh, 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 oh
Makes me feel so good.